Pregnant and Having Older Kids, written by Christina Curtin, May 19th, 2020. The age gap between my kids is pretty significant, and for the most part, 100% intentional. 4.5 years separate Scarlett from Gianna. Baby girl number 3, who is due in June, will be almost 9 years younger than Scarlett. I intentionally waited to try for another baby. I've talked about those reasons before. So now, here I am essentially starting all over again when my oldest is 13. One big thing for me that is different about this pregnancy is now I have 2 little mothers around who want to be involved, but who are also watching me and judging. I never had to deal with 2 girls constantly analyzing my choices and behaviors with any of my other pregnancies. They were both too young before to truly know or care about any of that. But this time, they are involved, and it's super, super sweet and super fucking annoying all at the same time. I can't stand people being concerned with my food choices. Most of this stems from my eating disorder years ago. That annoyance with people analyzing what I choose to eat hasn't gone away. This is still my body, damn it. Just because it's housing another life doesn't mean I still don't own this aging, flapping, under 5-foot frame. But being pregnant now, around my girls, they are hyper aware of when I make questionable choices. For example, there have been times I did not want to eat dinner because I felt like a damn stuffed sausage. My maternity pants resting under my boobs and my bladder exploding every 10 minutes. During those times, I just don't feel like there's any room in my stomach for food. How can I fit anything in my stomach when there's a cantaloupe-sized being taking over my insides and I'm breathing like I just ran 200 meters? I pick at food when I feel like that. Like maybe just eat a sweet potato or something. But when I make that choice, I get side-eyed from my 2 little mothers. Judging. Always judging. Or when I choose to eat, but my choice or craving might be sushi. It's cooked, for the love of God. I'm not going to get sick. But they see me eating it and give me the passive-aggressive comment, "Are you supposed to eat that?" "Yes, dicks. It's fine. Mind your own business." Or, God forbid, I have the occasional glass of wine. Yes, yes, I've had a few glasses of wine here and there. I did with both my other pregnancies as well, and my other 2 turned out relatively fine, save for the fact that they are assholes. But I secretly like that about them. The real problem is, this time I have them watching me drink a glass of red. Scarlett has taken her judgment on this behavior a step further and resorted to full-blown Catholic guilt use. She has cupped my belly, knelt down, and whispered that she's sorry to the baby in my belly that mommy is killing her with a glass of wine. She is vicious. Now listen, Linda, I am by no means condoning getting trashed when you are preggo. No way. But one small glass of wine here and there isn't going to bring the house down. There's conflicting advice from actual doctors and Dr. Internet, so I say, do what makes you happy, but don't be an idiot about it. Before, when I was pregnant with Gianna or Scarlett, I was free to have a glass of wine in my home occasionally when I wanted to celebrate something or enjoy a glass with my dinner. Now, I have to deal with the constant judgment from these 2 and defend my choices to them. I know they have pure and good intentions, and many people will agree with them. But I'm the mom, and it's my body. I don't feel like I'm making the wrong choice. And this is still America, damn it, even if people are being forced to wear face masks. Okay, so all that was the negative crap about them being older and going through this pregnancy with me. But actually, there is so much unexpected sweetness in them being the ages they are right now. They are both actually excited about the size increases each week. Learning that baby sister is either the size of a fig or a rollerblade. Really, the objects these pregnancy apps compare the baby size to are freaking weird with their choices. The girls find it so cool and somewhat gross to know that something that size is sitting in my belly. They love feeling her kick, hiccup constantly, and squirm around. They weird out seeing how my belly button has basically disappeared. They fight to lay next to me at night just to feel her, My heart melts when I see them both laying near me with their hands resting on my belly. They oogle over baby clothes and the cloth diaper stash I am collecting. Both have already selected their choices for sister's take-home outfit. They've helped decorate the nursery and have been very vocal about what we should and should not name her when she's born. Having them be a part of all this planning is a challenge to my nature because I like making those choices myself because I'm a control freak, of course. But I love that they care. As I've said before, my girls can be assholes. So, of course, they are both looking forward to baby sister number 3 for how they want this baby to affect the other. Gianna can't wait for this baby because she wants Scarlett to see how annoying it is to have a little sister. Scarlett can't wait for this baby because she thinks she will like her more than G, and she wants Gianna to be jealous. So both of them want to use this baby to make the other feel like shit. Typical girls, right? Regardless of it all, I am grateful that we decided to try again and have another baby. It's given me experiences and memories I would have never had. And we are all excited and a little nervous to greet baby sister in just a few short weeks.